Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. On this Sunday morning, I have two guests joining us here in studio in Missoula today. He'll be performing tonight as part of the 30th anniversary season of concerts of the String Orchestra of the Rockies. Barry Lieberman, the double bassist, is here, and Maria Larionoff is here as well, the violinist, performing with the String Orchestra of the Rockies this weekend. The concert is tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the UM Music Recital Hall. Concert entitled Death and the Maiden. You have a project entitled The American String Project, so maybe start with a little backstory of that. I understand you're both co-founders of the group, too.
We're co-founders. I think it was my idea primarily. And that's because I love chamber music, I love string quartets, and the double bass just doesn't participate in very much of the great chamber music that is normally played in concerts. So I wanted to find a way to add my instrument, the double bass, to string quartets. We tried adding just the bass to a regular string quartet, and that didn't work at all. So I realized pretty quickly that we had to sort of build the orchestra from the bass up. We came to the number 15 just to be one bass, two cellos, three violas, four seconds, five firsts, and you get 15. And that became the number, and that number worked for us. So I've done over 100 arrangements of string quartets, some more successful than others, but that's pretty much how we started the organization.
Well, and you both have solo careers and certainly have played in lots of larger symphonic settings, traveled quite a bit, but I imagine that this is a really wonderful place to be as a string player in an ensemble like that with 15 players. Often when I talk with Fern from the string orchestra, we're talking about the difference of this ensemble, the repertoire that's available, the kinds of, as you mentioned, arrangements that can be done for an ensemble like this. Maybe talk about that as a, you know, as a soloist and certainly musicians that have played in so many different settings.
Well, it's a different kind of collaboration when you are working just with string players, with no conductor telling you how to mold the interpretation. We're very excited about being here and about working with other great string players. It's a different kind of energy, and it creates a really exciting performance because you're in charge of everything. You're in charge of the tempo, you're in charge of the dynamics, the phrasing, and it's something that's worked out between the players. So it can be very thrilling to do that.
An amazing musical communication.
Yes.
Much like a string quartet or other smaller ensembles, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you'll be performing, soloing the Violin Concerto No. 2 in E major, music of Bach.
Wonderful piece.
Maybe talk about that piece a little bit to begin.
Oh,
Bach, Mozart, and Schubert on the program. Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it's such an exciting program. Well, Bach is one of the pieces that you learn when you're very young. So in performing it now that I'm a little older, it brings back great memories. And it's one of those pieces, it's like your little black dress. You know, you can play it your whole life, and it's still incredibly rewarding and wonderful to play.
Wonderful. And they'll be doing, the performance will feature an arrangement of the Schubert Death and a Maiden string quartet that you made, Barry, is that right?
I did make that arrangement. One of the interesting things about the American String Project is that I actually got to choose all the repertoire and decide what pieces I would arrange. I never envisioned myself as an arranger until this project began. I think I've been pretty successful with it. You know, we're always looking at reviews of the String Project recordings, and I think I got my best review with this Schubert because there's also a Gustav Mahler arrangement of this piece. And in the Strad magazine, which is sort of the Bible of string players, the review said that my arrangement was better than Mahler's. So I'm pretty happy about that review. But I think the arrangement is very successful too. And I have a unique perspective to doing the arrangements because I'm adding the bass part, and I understand the bass. So that makes it easy for me to know what I can play, what I can't play, what I should play, what I shouldn't play. And that's kind of how that arrangement came about.
Well, it's a wonderful compliment for you as an arranger. Say something about what it's like to envision. You mentioned, you know, obviously adding the bass part, but also to envision the kinds of repertoire that you select when you're thinking about a 15-member chamber ensemble.
After every series of concerts, we would play 1 week every year in Seattle. And when that concert was over, I would take a break for a month, and then I would start listening to string quartets pretty much all day long, just to decide, well, would this piece work? Would that piece work? And I learned a lot about string quartets. I probably know as much about string quartets as violinists or violists or cellists, just because of my emergence into that repertoire. We went as far back as Bach doing Art of Fugue, and as far forward as Pateris Vosks, who's a living Latvian composer, and he wrote some great string quartets. So we've spanned the historical gamut of the repertoire.
We're talking about the String Orchestra of the Rockies concert. It'll be held tonight. That's at 7:30 p.m. at the UM Music Recital Hall. Tickets will be available at the door. I'm speaking with violinist Maria Larionoff and double bassist Barry Lieberman, the guests of the American String Project that are here to perform with the wonderful String Orchestra of the Rockies here in a Missoula concert. Also on the program is the Mozart. One of you want to say something about the Divertimento in D? Certainly a well-loved piece.
I mean, who doesn't love Mozart? And the Divertimenti are fantastic pieces, in my opinion, not played often enough. That's primarily because major orchestras prefer to use as many of their players as they can for every concert and every piece. So they don't really do reduced number of player pieces as often. But I think one of the most indelible memories I have of a concert was when we were in Berlin on tour, and we went to hear Berlin Philharmonic in one of Carrion's last concerts, and the program was a Mozart Divertimento and Strauss Zarathustra. Mm-hmm. And in some ways, I actually enjoyed the Mozart even more than the Strauss, although that doesn't seem logical. They're just fantastic pieces. This is one of the better ones, I think. Just for strings, makes it even better, in my opinion.
Sounds like a wonderful program, music of Mozart, Bach, and Schubert. We have just a minute or so left. How often do you get to travel and tour with other ensembles, and how rare is it to perform with another string ensemble like this?
I think this is the first time we've performed with another string group other than we toured and played in Europe with the New European Strings. And that was many years ago. Normally, when I tour, it's either to solo with an orchestra or to play chamber music, string quartets, that kind of thing, or with my regular pianist. But to play with another string orchestra, we're very excited about it.
There aren't really that many professional-level string orchestras, so I'm going to say you're very lucky here in Montana to have a group that's lasted 30 years and plays regularly. If you've never heard just a string orchestra, you should definitely do it, because it's a completely different concert experience from orchestra or chamber music. In my opinion, it's the best form of string playing, and you can tell that people love doing it just by watching them play. So we're looking forward to this.
Concert will be this evening. It's at 7:30 p.m. at the UM Music Recital Hall, and that will be featuring Barry Lieberman, double bass, Maria Larionoff, the violinist, and music of Mozart, Bach, and Schubert. For more information, you can go to the website, sormt.org. Tickets will be available at the door, or you can call this number, 493-2990. Maria Larionoff, Barry Lieberman, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.